The largest hospital network in western Massachusetts is preparing for a surge in coronavirus patients. Beds are being set aside at Bay State Medical Center in Springfield and at the three community hospitals Bay State Health operates in Greenfield, Palmer, and Westfield. Speaking Monday at City Hall in Springfield, Bay State President and CEO Dr. Mark Kerouac provided an update.
We're continuing to plan for a surge in cases. We expect this to happen over the next couple of weeks. As of today, the entire MassMutual wing has been devoted to COVID-19 patients, which means 30 ICU beds and about 150 standard med-surge beds. We're expecting that we could flex up to 110 to 120 ICU beds and over 300 beds, so really over half the hospital being dedicated to COVID-19, possibly more. Our community hospitals may provide another 200 beds, some of those ICU as well. There are plans moving forward through the Department of Public Health and the MHA to coordinate regionally in terms of bed capacity, bed supply across the whole state of Massachusetts with local coordination on a regional basis. And there's also state-level organizations or organizing and planning around additional structures such as field hospitals. I personally believe that we're ways away from that, given that we have hundreds and hundreds of beds that we can bring online in a hospital, which I always feel is a more efficient way of delivering this kind of care, but only time will tell. We've been putting a lot of effort into securing the supply chain for personal protective equipment for our dedicated and hardworking healthcare workers. We're grateful for many of the donations that have come in. These have included cash, protective equipment, various other kinds of material. There is information about how to donate, and I'd certainly encourage anyone who's able to donate appropriate materials to do so to your local hospital. You could check out our website at baystatehealth.org if you're interested in that. We're also working with some local manufacturers to bring on additional capacity in the long run. These include not only masks, but viral sampling swabs. There's been a tremendous amount of ingenuity and can-do attitude among the manufacturing community, and we're very happy to see that because some of these supplies are in short supply and everyone across the nation is competing for them. Finally, let me point out that we are still open for blood donations and interested in blood donations is the Level 1 Trauma Center for Western Mass. We've moved all blood donation activities up to our Whitney Ave site at the main lab in Holyoke at Bay State Health and would encourage either routine or first-time blood donors to come and donate. There have been a number of developments on testing. Last time I spoke with you, we were looking at a 3 to 4 day turnaround for testing through LabCorp in New Jersey. Quest in Marlboro, another commercial lab, has come online. They're offering roughly 12-hour turnaround, although they're starting to get stressed as well. This has allowed us to accelerate testing for our Bay State Health employees and also for the Springfield first responders. We soon hope to be doing testing in the Bay State Central Lab up in Holyoke. The equipment and platform for doing this was blessed last Friday by the FDA, and we're working to expand the availability of reagents and swabs, which is currently the rate-limiting step. Chairman Neal and Lieutenant Governor Polito are helping us twist arms with the manufacturers to try to get to the head of the line on that, and we're optimistic that we're going to be able to do that. Once we do, we're planning to open drive-through centers across the service area for Bay State Health patients. We've also made some difficult changes in our visiting policy. It's a pretty simple one, no visitors. We have a couple of exceptions for people going through end of life and through the birthing process that they can have one visitor at a time. And we appreciate people's understanding that this is, we know that this puts a strain on the personal side of healthcare, which is so important, but really safety does come first, which is why we've had to put this in place. Lastly, I would say in terms of ordinary citizens watching this telecast, staying informed really is the key here. We do mean what we say when it comes to social distancing. I'm observing it at home. All of my team is. I would urge you to take a look at the information we're updating on baystatehealth.org or on mass.gov. If you prefer to use the phone, the 211 system is a good source of information too. If you're feeling sick with a cold, a cough, flu, or fever, you should call your doctor or call an urgent care center. They will advise you on whether it's best just to stay put at home or if it sounds like you're sick enough to come in and need testing. We're also aware of the impact that social isolation and the loss of wages has on underserved communities and folks with behavioral health issues, and it's stressful for everybody, but particularly stressful for those vulnerable populations, and something we're watching very closely. I understand it's a frightening and a strange time for everybody, but it's important to remember that for our community, this is not the first time. I was standing outside getting ready for an interview outside the old building at Springfield Hospital, which has been in that same place since 1889. And I reflected that, you know, if these walls could talk, they would tell some amazing stories. They tell stories of a Spanish flu or polio or AIDS. This is just the next chapter. And I am determined that that our communities will be proud of the work that Bay State is going to do to get us through this crisis. I'm very grateful to the leaders of our Incident Command Center. Dr. Artenstein and his immediate crew have spent long hours inventing brand new systems, reassigning people, scouring the country for equipment and testing supplies, and taking care of our team members and the stresses they're going through. And I'm particularly proud of our frontline caregivers. They are the real heroes in this story. We and they are doing all we need to do to be there for you, and we will continue to do so. There is still a long way to go here, and there is going to be a lot more difficulty, but I have no doubt we will get through this, and we'll be a stronger community because of it.